We're beginning the next paragraph in the Shmona Esrei, the paragraph entitled Tzaddikim, Lucky 13. Okay. That's this 13th paragraph refers to the righteous, to the Tzaddikim, Al Tzaddikim Ve'al HaChassidim. To begin with the words of the Kolbo, he says that there is a particular order, as we've discussed in previous times, and the Gemara and Megillah discusses, to be achashichu haminim yisroelim keren hatzadikim, that only after the rishayim, the wicked, which we discussed in the past couple of days, previous pasuk v'malshinim, once they are punished and destroyed, from that point on we're able to then see the tzadikim, the righteous people that remain in this world, and their glory. Which we explained also, it could mean that we hope that these Rishayim will do tshuva, just like Bruria, the wife of Rameir, suggested. And therefore, once their sins are removed, they'll in turn be the next paragraph of Al HaTzidiki. The Kolbo tells us, V'yeshba membeis tevos. There are, in this particular paragraph, 42 words. It says that the 42 words correspond to the 42 letters, Sheish Bapasuk, Ve'evrucha Mevarachecha, which is referring to the very beginning of Parshas Lechecha, in which Avram was told that even though he was a little bit older on in years, nonetheless he should leave his home, and he should go and listen to what Hashem says, go to the land which I'll show you. And this Pasuk, if you would count the amount of letters in this third Pasuk in Parshas Lechecha, the pasuk which says "Ve'avarchecha me'avarchecha mikalecha or v'nivrchu b'chol kol mishpachos adama," it's 42 letters. And the question is, what does this have to do with this paragraph of Al HaTzadikim? Because the beginning says that, loosely translated, that anyone who blesses you, they in turn will be blessed. Anyone who curses you will be cursed. It says it's written a little bit differently than that, but that's the idea of that pasuk. And that's really what these two paragraphs are talking about. The first paragraph, which we discussed, of V'malshinim, is that the people that are acting inappropriately, those who are Rishoyim, will be cursed. However, those who follow the derech, the path of the Torah, they, just like Avram, will have a bracha, they will be blessed. And therefore they say that this is the same idea of this entire paragraph. It's brought down with a question by Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. He asks, it's very interesting, if you study this paragraph, it's a little bit different than all the other paragraphs of the Shmoneh Esrei. And he explains as follows. If you look at the other paragraphs, a person's davening to Hashem, I need to be healed, or fine, we need to be healed, but I'm part of that. We need financial security. We're asking for all these different brachos, all these different blessings. When it comes to this paragraph, it's Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChassidim. It's not for me, it's for them. Well, maybe you could also be a tzaddik and be davening Shmoneh Esrei. Tzaddikim also daven. But the question is, why is it in this particular paragraph, we seem to be going against the whole theme of you're davening also for your own benefit, why are we focused on others? So, one of the answers, before we get to Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz's approach, is brought down in the Sefer HaMinhagos. He says, "V'srichen anu l'spalel al schar hatzadikim." We have to pray for the benefit, for the reward that the righteous will receive. Where? Ba'olam hazeh uva'olam haba. That we know that the tzadikim will receive reward in the world to come, but also we have to be mispalel and realize that they will also be rewarded in this world as well. Why does that help me as a person? So says the Sefer HaMinhagos that when a person has this level of bitachon, of faith, that the tzaddikim will be adequately rewarded for their positive actions in this world, when that happens, kedei she'ilmdu b'nei adam lasos tov v'losim ra, it will also have a ripple effect on you, and that you will also change. You'll be more like the tzaddikim, that you will also be more steered to acting properly, in order that you will also be like a tzaddik. And therefore, when we're saying the paragraph of Al Tzaddikim Al Chassidim, the idea of what the Sefer Minhagos is telling us, it should inspire us to be more like them. That just as the paragraph says, "V'sein sechar tov v'chol avodchim b'shimcha b'emes," that just like I trust that the tzaddikim will be rewarded, that hopefully will give the inspiration within ourselves to follow suit, that we should also be rewarded. Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz explains maybe on a more not such a selfless level. Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz explains that we really are davening for ourselves. Sometimes we don't even realize it. But the fact that we have the comforts and all the blessings in this world, is it because of our own merits? Is it because of our own tzchus? We constantly hear about the key words, tzchus avos. It's not us. It's the fact who we're related to, who we're connected to. That's what enables us to have bracha, have blessing. And therefore, in this paragraph, indirectly, we really are asking for a blessing for ourselves. Because when Hashem is able to acknowledge the tzaddikim and the chassidim, all these great individuals, it in turn will affect us. As the pasuk says, tzaddik yisod olam. That when it comes to a tzaddik, he's the one that could uphold the entire world. In fact, because Tisha B'Av is coming up, the Gemara discusses that the whole world was fit to exist based on one person, Rav Chanina. And it says that this person himself, all he would eat was some delicious carobs from Shabbos to Shabbos. But the Gemara tells us that one tzaddik alone is enough to be able to support the entire world. So this paragraph, Al Tzaddikim Al Chassidim, we're saying Hashem, acknowledge the greatness of them, give them sechar, and in turn will also be rewarded. The Torah continues and tells us that there is a juxtaposition in these words of these five people that we're acknowledging in this paragraph. V'kol gerim imat tzaddikim. We find this idea of acknowledging the gerim, which could be translated as the converts, together next to the righteous. Could extend because it's written in the same chapter in Sefer Vayikra. It says, first of all, minnei seva talkum. You're supposed to stand before the elderly, which is could refer also to a tzaddik, a holy, righteous individual. The samachlan afterwards, it's written, v'chi yagor idcha ger. It talks about acknowledging strangers and converts. But another approach, which we'll conclude with, is that this paragraph is actually going in order of holiness, of greatness. A tzaddik means that they adhere to the entire Torah. Chassidim, as it used to be, the Chassidim, one explanation is they go lefnim mishur sadin. They don't just follow the Torah, but they go above and beyond that which they're required of. Some actually explain Chassidim in this context is referring to the Baal Tshuva. We know the Gemara discusses in Brachos that if you would put a Baal Tshuva on the one side of the scale and Tzaddik on the other, even a Tzaddik Gomor, it says that B'makim Shebaal Tshuva Omdim, even a Tzaddik Gomor cannot stand. And therefore, some explain that a Chassid or a Baal Tshuva is because they accept more than the Tzaddik. They accept above and beyond because it's a life change that they made. And if we continue to the very last, is the Gerei Tzedek, which is interesting, the very last one. And some explain because when it comes to it, the difference between a Jew by birth and a Jew by choice is the fact that a person makes that commitment and they're doing it with sincerity, that shows that they're going to take upon themselves perhaps even more than they would have if they would have been born with a Jewish neshama. And therefore, they explains that when it comes to all these people, we have to show tremendous respect for, but certainly the Gerei Tzedek, even the, and certainly the righteous converts. So, B'chanan B'chashor T'chadosh Baruch Hu, Sons of Yichach, Abraham Termitz, Shnemar, Adonai Chavetz, Amansi Koyadut, Rav Yadir, Kaddish.